Hello and welcome back. I wanted to share a little bit more with regard to the law of attraction and a little bit of just, you know, some observations with regard to the system and, you know, the struggles that some people are having here and there. And, you know, everybody has struggles, so don't beat yourself up, number one. But with regard to the law of attraction, and I talked about this in a previous audio, what that really means is that if you visualize yourself already in possession of what it is that you truly want in your life, what happens is, number one, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what you visualize. So your subconscious mind actually believes that what you're visualizing is actually true. So what that does is that sends a vibration out into the universe. We learned on that audio that we're all vibrating, and that thought has the most powerful vibration of all things in the universe. So what you're doing is you're sending that vibration out into the universe, and then what it is that you are wanting in your life ends up manifested and comes back to you. But the question that I get oftentimes is, how do you recognize it when this is happening? In other words, how do I know what I need to do? Because what happens is if you're trying to manifest, for example, money, you're not going to be able to, you know, send this vibration out into the universe and then have the sky just drop a whole bunch of 50s on your front porch. It doesn't work that way. But what it does is these opportunities come back to you, and they show up in terms of opportunities or things that you need to do or actions that you need to take. And then if you take those actions and you keep sending the vibration out, more and more resources will come back, and more things will show up in your life where you have to act upon them. And then as you continue to take action, the things that you want in your life start to take shape. And if it happens to be money, you know, increased financial stability, a particular house in a particular neighborhood, all of those things start to get manifested back into your life, but only if you're taking action on them. So I guess the point that I have here is all of you have been brought to the opportunity of being an entrepreneur, and you've manifested entrepreneurship into your lives. And realize that that was a big step for a lot of you, and the universe might be trying to reward you and bring you the resources that you need. But again, if these resources are showing up for you and you're not taking action on them, then you're going to remain stuck, because the universe rewards action. You can't move forward in your life if you're not taking action. So I guess what I want to say here is twofold. Number one, if you're not taking action, then the universe isn't going to continue to reward you and bring you the resources that you need and bring you the things that you need to do to get to your success. They won't continue to show up in your life if you're not acting upon them. And then number two is one of the things that we said on the kickoff call, and we've said, you know, several times, and I just want to remind all of you that the only true cure for anxiety is action. We could go through tools, you can go through the work and realize the power of your thoughts and the power of your stories, and realize where the root problem is with regard to the stories that you're telling and where they're coming from. But ultimately, the only way you're going to push through your fear is if you take action. So if all of you are tired of feeling the way that you're feeling and tired of being fearful, realize, get mad at it. Just get angry at it and say, you know what, I'm tired of feeling this way. It's time to make a change. It's time to take action. It's time to shoot for the results that I deserve ultimately in my life. So just wanted to share that, and I hope that is helpful information. I know it's helpful for me at times. So we'll be back with more audio soon. Take care.